Welcome into this week's episode of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show on 104.3 The Fan HD3, denverpioneers.com. It is going to be a fun one. We are set to talk some DU men's hoops as the calendar gets closer and closer to Summit League tournament time. And pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Denver Pioneers, Tim Bergstrasser. Bergy, big weekend this weekend with a couple of wins on the road. And let's just get right into it. It's the first all-time road sweep for Denver basketball in the state of North Dakota. Win over North Dakota State on the 5th, 78-71, and then a dominant win on the road at North Dakota. Not an easy place to play. 98-79, the final in that one. Give me your biggest takeaways from, two really monster games at this stage in the season.
Yeah, well, you never know what to expect going in onto the road in this league anywhere you go, no matter where you go. But I thought our guys did a great job going into that NDSU game of just – that was our best executed game plan, I would say, on both sides of the floor. And it wasn't obviously perfect, but I think the guys did a conscious effort of, you know, doing what we were asked, what we believe that we can utilize to our advantage and maybe take away from them. But ultimately, like, it wasn't an overly complicated game plan. It was just more so like being ready to go in and fight and play physical and tough and hard and make them work for everything. So I think our guys had a really good mindset with that. But I think the biggest takeaway from that NDSU game, amongst many guys, is stepping up. But like, our bench played incredible, whether they're scoring the ball or not, but more of just like on a defense and rebounding presence. That was very, very good to see off from our bench, because that's what we needed, and we've continued to challenge them on that. So, and then of course the NDSU makes a run, and our guys handled it with great poise, and we continued to respond, and we had another opportunity with a close game going near the end of the game. And I was happy for the guys that we were able to be on the right side of the scoreboard to end that game, especially on the road against a very good basketball team. Then the UND game as well. It's after you get a big win on the road, it's everybody could say, I mean, you need to handle success. And some people would lay an egg after having such a big win. So I think our guys responded really well and not getting too high or too low and just treating it like another basketball game. And understand that we were playing another very good opponent on the road at a very tough environment. And I think our guys came out the gates firing, and they responded really well. So I was really proud to see them do that. And it obviously wasn't perfect. I think we shot the ball incredibly well. We had a lot of guys that were just really, really scoring. So, I mean, Sean Wysock, you had the bench, was outstanding for us too. He gave us a really good spark. But ultimately, I'm just happy for the guys. Now it's just next step of, you know, it's no secret. I mean, anybody that gets two in a row on the road, I mean, you're going to have someone's attention, but we need to make sure that we're ready to play basketball.
You guys, your shooting performance is amazing in both games. At North Dakota State, you shoot 51% from the floor. And at North Dakota, you're at almost 59%, 58.3%. But I think on the flip side of that is probably the place where you take the most out of those performances. You hold North Dakota to 43.3% from the floor. That includes a 31% mark in the first half. And against NDSU, you're even a little bit better in the second half. You hold them under 39%. And, you know, we've talked so much this season about when those stretches have come throughout the year, they've come in longer periods of time, where at the beginning of the season, maybe it was a 2-3-4 minute stretch of defense that you're really proud of. We're getting into these 10-15 minute stretches for the defensive consistency to have been there for so much of that weekend trip. What does that say about how these guys are continuing to evolve?
Well, that they understand that if we can get just a little bit better on that side of the ball, it's going to benefit us, because statistically, we're obviously pretty good on offense, and we're doing a good job of taking care of the ball. And it's no secret formula. If you could do that and then be a good defense and rebounding team, you're going to give yourself an opportunity to, you know, be in the chance to win a game. So, I mean, that's important. And, you know, our guys have continued to buy into it, and I keep pushing them and challenging them. And we had a very friendly film session on last Monday. Going into the weekend to make sure these guys are saying, you know, what we're doing is not good enough. And, you know, our ultimate goal is to play our best basketball by the end of the year. And we like to believe we haven't yet right now. And I know every other team would say that as well, but I'm just continuing to challenge these guys best possible, whether that's individual or the group. But it's really just a mindset of just taking some pride on the defensive end. If you get scored on, you should take it personal. If you miss a box out, you should take it personal. But when it comes to that defensive side of the ball, it's tough, hard-nosed, minded basketball. And you really need to have a sense of pride in that. So I think our guys are building on that. And our guys need to understand it's not just one or two guys. Like, we have a couple guys that are doing that before our struggles. But now we're seeing more, like you said, more longer stretches. And when guys are coming off the bench or elevating us on the defense and rebounding as well. So it's not going to be two or three guys. Like, we need the whole group and five guys just locked in on our game plan and helping each other out there.
Bergie, one thing that, over the course of the home season, I've felt bad because I've had to ask you after a lot of these tough losses, how much do these lessons help prepare you for late February on into March? But man, we're getting there. And there's a reason that, that we have those conversations because they do pay dividends later in the season. Now, obviously, you've lost three straight at home, but you've won three straight on the road for the first time in program history in Summit League play. And to be able to get key wins in the games that you're not expected necessarily to go and get, I feel like those are the things that you learn in those tough games. All those conversations that we've had, how pleased are you with the fact that, your guys, they have never shut off, the effort and the want to be better. And a lot of teams get to the midway stages of a season, if it feels like things haven't come together yet, teams can kind of fold. Your guys have not done that. And if anything, it has felt game after game like they're getting closer and closer. They finally seem to have gotten to this stage where those things are now you're seeing the results from it, which has got to be really gratifying.
Yeah, and it's I think our guys have, like I said, taken it personal. And us as staff, we tried to we sound like a broken record after every single game, but it's like, no matter how frustrated we are as a staff and as a group, how we're always gonna end that conversation is, it's back to work and we're gonna come back with the right mentality, and you need to have that get better approach. And again, we could sit here and sulk in a corner and, go the opposite direction, which none of us want to happen, but we try to remind these guys too, the sun came up, the world's not ending. There's a lot more awful things going on in this world. So, like, we're here playing basketball. Let's just show back up and find ways to get better and find a solution. And for me as a head coach, I've been tinkering around with some things and rotations, moving guys around and giving guys different opportunities and trying to be a little more different on the defensive end as well. But yeah, I do give our guys credit because, teams you do see can tend to break when things are going well. You see a lot of pointing and complaining and blaming, but these guys they definitely have not done that, and they've continued to show up. And I'm starting to see some guys assume some leadership roles, and they're starting to really just understand because it's all got to be player led. I could sit there and say what I got to say, but when it really starts to get ugly on the floor, the players got to figure this stuff out and make sure, like, you got to act like you've been there before. But all these close games that we're almost winning, yeah, that was wearing on us. But I'll continue to tell the guys, we had to show more film too. I think that as a staff, we had to do a better job of that. But just it's a simple. I don't have no fancy quote or fancy statement. All I could really tell the guys, show back up, because I tell them I'm never going to give up on this group until I can't coach this group this year. So I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm going to do what I can to try to make you as prepared as possible. But ultimately, I'm not always right either, and I make sure they understand that. But let's try to be as prepared as possible, and then ultimately the guys need to buy in. And if we both do that and continue to try to get better, it's going to give us a chance.
You brought up something a little while ago that I wanted to touch on again. It's one thing to go on the road and get a big win to open a road trip. A lot of teams, I think, would kind of get caught up in the success of just that and then have some of that letdown your next time out. But you turn around from the win at NDSU and you go and really, like we said, you dominate a game at North Dakota in a place that traditionally has not been easy for Denver to play. It's really not easy for anybody in the Summit League to play, but you're up 16 at halftime in that game. You win by 19. The focus to be there through all 40 minutes and especially locking down on the defensive end again, something else that we have talked about at times this season, the struggles defending the three. You limited North Dakota to 3 for 21 from 3-point range in that game. And sometimes that's difficult on the second game of a 2-game road trip. So how pleased were you with that? The fact that the guys didn't get caught, reading their own press clippings after game one and they were focused again for 40 minutes 2 days later.
Well, that's essentially what we told them was just, don't start to feel too good about yourself. We for how we operate as at least, and we know we can lose any game and we believe we could win any game. But the NDSU game, everybody's sitting out there saying, oh, they're stunned and it's an upset and all this. And in our mentality going to the game, we expected to win. And every game we're gonna play, we're gonna expect to win, no matter what if we do or not. So That mentality can't change, after a big win like that. The message was just very short on that next morning of just don't feel good, too good about yourself, and understand like we got a very, very good basketball team that we need to prepare for. And I think our guys, for the most part, on just like that mentality part, I could tell they were ready to play. They were juiced up. I didn't feel like a sense of looseness by any means. I think that showed, but I don't want to come off as ungrateful for right now. But if you really watch our defense in that UND game, I thought it was actually pretty poor. We're lucky they're missing shots. So, which, that could be basketball. I'm not saying we played like atrocious defense, but if you really look at some of the clips, I mean, we screwed up a handful of things where they had a lot of really good looks, and the thing wasn't just falling. And again, I just understand that could be basketball. You're on both ends of it sometimes. So, but ultimately, I just, like I said, the mentality of not getting too comfortable, not getting content after a big win, not getting lazy or sloppy or loose. I thought that was good that our guys didn't do that, but we still have a lot of things to improve on.
All right, we got a lot more to discuss. We're going to step aside for a brief timeout and bring it on back. Keep talking about the closing run of this 2025-26 regular season. As crazy as that is, we're coming up on the end of it. And Summit League postseason play in the offing. We will step aside for a timeout. We'll bring it on back with the head coach of Pioneer Men's Hoops, Tim Bergstrasser, after the break. It's the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show on 104.3 The Fan HD3.
Planning your financial future could be overwhelming and confusing. So let the experts at JFG Family Office help guide you to your financial goals. The team at JFG Family Office believes in increasing transparency, lowering fees, and striving to achieve better outcomes so you have peace of mind when it comes to all of your investing needs. Contact JFG Family Office at jfgfamilyoffice.com to get started on planning for your future.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Continuing along on 104.3 The Fan HD3, DenverPioneers.com. It's a Pioneers Coaches Show. Tyler Maughan and the head coach of DU Men's Hoops, Tim Bergstrasser, is DU coming off of a road sweep in North Dakota for the first time in program history. It'll be the last time in program history as well as the Pioneers depart the Summit League. Bergie, one thing I got to ask you about, you go to Fargo, and the metro area, of course, is Fargo-Moorhead. And you had a whole bunch of supporters, which is super cool to see at NDSU, the easiest road trip for former Moorhead State, colleagues of yours and fans who were there. How cool was that to be able to, go back to a place that has been home and, to feel such an embrace from people from your last chapter of basketball, getting to see guys who they were cheering for on their campus just last season, now getting the opportunity in the Summit League?
It was amazing support. It was amazing feeling. It was a little different when you fly in. As soon as they said on the airplane, "Hey, we're flying down," I look out the window and it's just flat land for as long as the eye can see.
Was
And
it glazed in white?
you
That's
could just
every
see the
flight that I
snow
know.
and the wind. It has like the little twister and whatever. And yeah, it was just like, it's good to be home, for that was my second home, really. But it was, I was looking forward to seeing a lot of people that I care about, a lot of people that have done a lot for me. But ultimately, I really had to frame my mindset of like the most important thing is our team right now. And I tried to make it as more business approach as I possibly could. And again, our guys did a great job of that, but I didn't want these guys sitting here thinking, anything's about me coming back to Fargo-Moorhead. But ultimately, it's just when you see that support, you see all those family and friends and coaches and anybody at the MSUM athletic department. I mean, there's so many former players that I've coached before as well at MSUM that came to both games this weekend. So to be able to get that win at NDSU and then actually have some positivity and happiness after a game talking to them, that's always nice because we've always been on the opposite end too, where you lose a game, but you still obviously enjoy and embrace family. But yeah, it was definitely special. It was really good to soak in that time because we all know as we get older, it's hard to see family and friends. I mean, so whenever you do get a moment, even if it is for a 10-minute conversation at the end of a game. Like, you really got to embrace it and really enjoy it, and make it meaningful. And it was good. We had a chance to go. I saw my old barber, so I got a nice clean cut. Like, that was nice. And I was talking to him. I went back to MSUM campus and saw some of the players as well that I coached last year, and saw the facilities and everybody within the department. So just overall, like, it was just a weekend of, obviously, I'm just more proud of our guys handling the business and getting 2-0. But then after the weekend's all done, I just really just appreciate it. I got to be grateful for that, just the amount of support and love and family that we had while we were doing that as well.
Well, one thing that is pretty huge about the weekend series, not just the fact that you get those two wins, but you've put yourselves right now in the middle spots in the conference in standings. You are North Dakota State at 10-1 in the league, the only loss now being to Denver, followed by St. Thomas at 9-2, North Dakota at 8-3, and South Dakota at 6-5. And then you guys at 5-6 now with a couple of wins and the ability to continue moving. This is a big stretch coming up. You've got three of your next four at home. Obviously, the last few home games haven't gone your way, but you know, getting a chance to come home and take on South Dakota State and South Dakota and St. Thomas, sandwiched in there is a road date at Omaha. This is the biggest stretch of the year right now. You'll finish at Oral Roberts on February 26th, but getting these wins in your back pocket, now coming home and taking on, you know, three teams you had tight losses against: South Dakota State, South Dakota St. Thomas, and the one road game, also a team that you had a tight loss against in Omaha. This is sort of the, you know, you've dealt with episode one of these season series, and now you get a chance to write a different script in episode two. And it all starts with South Dakota State coming up on the 12th, which is a big one. And that's a team that right now is struggling this season. We're not used to seeing South Dakota State in the lower portions of the Summit League standings, but it's a big opportunity to get that team at home coming up on the 12th.
Yeah, and one thing I've never, like, I'm obviously aware of what is there, but, and I know it's fun for people on the outside to check the standings, and you know, it's time of the year when everybody's trying to predict the bracket and what it's going to be in the tournament. And I get that should be the fun part, but I'm wholeheartedly, I just really don't care about it. It'll figure itself out in the end. We're not going to play any, we shouldn't have to play any more different for any of the games here moving forward. Our approach needs to be all the same, no matter who we're playing or whether it's at home or on the road. But, you know, I do understand that, I mean, anybody wants to get, you know, a bye in the tournament, or they want to get the right seeding. But again, it's just, all we can really do is just focus on the games. And, you know, if we win them, it'll figure itself out. Just tell us who we play and then we'll just keep it moving. But it's definitely going to be a hard task with SDSU coming home. And we understand how hard it is to play anybody, but, you know, we need to find a way to get one at home. And, you know, the fan support this year has been absolutely outstanding. The energy in Hamilton has been really, really fun to be a part of. And our fans continue to show out for us, either whether we're winning or losing at home. So we're going to have to play well. After rewatching the game we played at SDSU, I mean, it was a pretty good basketball game. And I know their team and our team, we're much more improved since that game. So we're going to have to be ready to make some minor adjustments, but still at the same time try to play our basketball the best we can. And we'll see what happens. But, you know, I would really love to find a way to win a close game or just a game in front of a good team in our home court. So, but we understand that no matter who comes through Hamilton, like, it's going to be a tough task when it's playing Summit League play.
When you guys look back on that South Dakota State game, it was January 8th. It turns into an 87-79 final. And that game was kind of strange because in the first half, you guys locked down defensively, especially at, you know, beyond the arc. South Dakota State was 0-10 in the first half. Second half, they came out, went 6-8. And to have a team that has had its struggles coming in, they're obviously going to be really hungry. What were your biggest takeaways from that first SDSU matchup?
We're a much different team.
Yeah.
After watching it.
Yeah.
You know, I like to believe we came a long way since that time. And I know SDSU would probably say the same about their team. But basketball is a game of runs, and they made some of their adjustments. I don't think we responded very well to them, so I'll take that one on the chin. But we let some guys get loose. And when you let guys get loose and get comfortable and get in a flow with really good basketball players, that's a dangerous state to go against. And so we got to do the best we can of just not getting loose, not having any lapses, just to let people get into that zone, to be honest. But it was another one of those, like, I'm big on doing the best we can to control a basketball game while still playing aggressive. But it's really more so of like, I'm not trying to slow the pace down or nothing like that, but it's, let's play aggressive and smart. Let's put those two things together. And if you look at the last 8 minutes of that SDSU game, like they made some incredible plays. So I got to give them that. But even us, like we had, I don't know, four turnovers in that last 8 minutes. I think we started to press and we didn't really get some good shots. And that could be credit to SDSU's defense, gave up some old boards. So it's like all that stuff. And we were missing free throws as well. So like all that stuff can really add up when you're trying to beat a really good team on the road at their place. Like you got to be rock solid when it comes to all those categories. But ultimately, like I really look at it too. We did make some good plays. We just didn't make enough plays to win. And SDSU, I mean, they were hitting some big shots. So that's just how this league goes. That's why you got to try to have the best you can, the fewest mistakes against your opponent.
Especially in those road matchups. The Summit League, for whatever reason, every road trip, every road game, every road environment is difficult for its own reasons. And you guys will get a chance coming up on Thursday against that South Dakota State team, then on the road on Sunday at Omaha. That's a nationally televised game, by the way, at CBS Sports Network. You can tune into that one at 11 a.m. Mountain Time coming up on Sunday. But Berge, for where you guys are at this stage, this has got to be pretty exciting because, again, all the things we talked about are getting yourselves playing your best basketball at the right time of year. What excites you most about this final five games, with how different your team is playing, how much more connected they look and feel, and the results that have come along with it? For you, prepping for this big stretch run right now, what's most exciting as the head coach of this team?
Well, the brink of close to March, like that's always a fun time for everybody. Everybody loves college basketball, especially when it gets to tournament time. But, and then I'll always remind our guys every year, it's like, hey, this is the fun part where when you get deeper into league play, teams are playing for a little bit more. And yes, of course, people are aware of seedings and all that. But these games get very intense and they get chippy and they get, the crowds are a little more engaged to it too. So like it's, if you're a fan of college sports or just if you're the one that's fortunate enough to be playing in those games, you just need to soak it in and really enjoy it and, not play timid. Don't play loose or timid. And, we do believe we are playing better right now, but we need to be humble and aware that we have a lot of things we still need to improve and tighten up on both sides of the ball. And if we fully understand that and are humble and open to understand that, I think we're gonna have a chance to continue to find ways to grow so we can, again, we believe we're playing well right now. It's like, what do we got to do? And we could try to keep it as simple as possible. What do we got to do by the end of this month? We still be playing maybe a little bit better basketball we are now. Because you do see teams sometimes at this point, they're two, they go backwards. So we just need to understand that we got to keep pushing forward. We can't get comfortable. I think that's the biggest thing for me. Just I got to keep coaching them hard. I got to keep challenging them, me and the staff. We can't, again, we're not going to be demeaning and ripping these guys apart, but it does come down to like, we can't just be super happy and loose because we just had two big wins in a row. Like there's a lot of really good basketball that's ahead of us. And we're playing really, really good opponents. So, but just as for them as competitors, they just really need to enjoy it and soak it and embrace it. Cause you only get these opportunities so much in your life, especially for these older guys. If I'm not mistaken, we have like six seniors and even me this morning, I was just sitting there thinking like just how fast this year has just flown by. And it usually was, but this one more than ever. So we're just going to enjoy every moment we have as much as possible and keep trying to get better in each day.
Well, good things coming in threes for the Pioneers. Three straight road wins for Denver. Three of the next four games for the Pioneers are at home. And this one might be, this is kind of a rarity too. Three straight games televised for this DU team. South Dakota State coming up on Thursday against and taking on the Pioneers. That game on Altitude 2 at 7 o'clock. I'll be on the call for that one. The Omaha game on Sunday, as noted on CBS Sports Network, nationally televised game there, 11 a.m. Mountain Time tip-off. And then a week from Thursday, Pioneers will be back on Altitude 2 against South Dakota. So all kinds of big moments coming up for this DU team here over this final five-game stretch to close out the 2025-26 regular season, and then on to the Summit League Championships in Sioux Falls, South Dakota in early March. And fun days ahead. The head coach of Denver Pioneers men's hoops, Tim Bergstrasser. Bergie, good luck. Can't wait to see you guys out there on Thursday, and we'll have some fun against the Jacks.
Look forward to it, man. Appreciate you.
Wrapping up this week's episode of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show with DU men's basketball head coach Tim Bergstrasser. Pioneers and the Jackrabbits coming up on Thursday on Altitude. My name is Tyler Mon. We'll catch you then.